FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two suspects believed to be behind the attempted murder of a SARS advocate will make their first appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court this morning. KZN police made a breakthrough in the six-month-old case last week when they arrested the duo in the Western Cape. In July, advocate Corit Nordia was driving into a hotel in Umhlanga, north of Durban, when she was ambushed by two armed men. They opened fire on her, injuring her on the neck and in the mouth. She managed to drive into the hotel, after which she was rushed to hospital. The advocate had reportedly been part of a team investigating a tax matter involving a prominent Durban businesswoman. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the case was assigned to the Provincial Serious and Violent Crime, Murder and Robbery Unit, which hit the ground running in search of clues and possible leads.
Investigation led the investigating team to the Western Cape province, and on Tuesday, 17 December 2024, two suspects aged 28 and 29 years old were arrested in Mitchells Plain and Milnerton, respectively. The suspects will appear in the Durban Magistrate Court on Monday.
Police Minister Senzo Mkunu is in KZN today assessing law enforcement operations with Christmas just 2 days away. Mkunu was in the Eastern Cape yesterday, where he said he was satisfied with how the nationwide festive season operations were going so far.
We are just a few days away from Christmas. There's no Christmas without South African police on site. Even those who will be holding prize elsewhere, they want to see police as they do so. When they see you, they enjoy more because they know they are safe.
And abroad, Panama's president has dismissed recent threats made by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to retake control of the Panama Canal over complaints of unfair treatment of American ships. The president's public comments, though never mentioning Trump by name, came a day after the president-elect complained about the canal on his Truth social platform. There's a yellow level 2 weather warning for disruptive rain leading to localized flooding of settlements, low-lying bridges and damage to infrastructure over all parts of KZN today. Forecaster Tandiwe Gumede.
We're expecting an 80% chance of showers and thunder showers across the province. The people of KZN can expect more or less cool to warm day, but becoming hot over the northern part, including areas like Newcastle, Vryheid, to areas like Umhlabia Lingana.
Durban, a high of 27 today, Kokstad 22, Underberg 24, Margate 25, Pietermaritzburg 26, Moira River 28, Ulundi 29, Newcastle 30, Richards Bay 31, and Ladysmith 32. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells this morning, with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. Cape Town and Johannesburg 21. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.